Yes, I was the main ringleader of that old possum hunt. I was the first nigga on the ground and the last one to leave. And I left runners. You know a nigga can run when he's scared. You ought to see me sail. Did you run like the wind? No, I didn't run like the wind, but past 3-4 niggas was running like the wind. You see, Friday night come, and here come all them rich gentlemen from Atlanta. Some come in automobiles, and some come in foes. Stopped over in front of Mr. Clancy's store, and they all started to get out. Here come Mr. Clark Howell, and Mr. Hope Smith, and Governor Joe Brown, and then here come Mr. Taft himself, the president. Lord, Cappy's twice as fat as you is. Well, sir, we was all ready to start to the possum hunt when we discovered that my poor father was sitting in his chair in that house across the railroad track with the tears rolling down his cheeks. Miss Taft says, what's this old nigga crying for? I'm crying because I can't go to the possum hunt. That's what I'm crying for. I'm all full of pyrolysis and I ain't walked in 2 years. Miss Taft says, ain't no use to leaving this old nigga behind. 2 of you big niggas get a hold of his chair and bring him along. I said, Lord, I never did see a nigga go to a possum hunt in a chair before, but the big boss done spoke, so you might as well hitch up. Well, so we made a parade when we started. Dogs out in front. Ow, 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 ow. Then come the niggas with the lanterns. Then come the white folks with the prayers I did. Went along through the woods 3-4 miles. All of a sudden we heard the long bearded dogs. Oh! Well, so when we catched up to him, here was all the dogs sitting around a great big tree, looking up in the tree, going, oh, like that. Well, so somebody had to go up and cut off the limb with the possum on it, case the tree was too big to cut down. I took my axe and I put it in my belt and I took my lantern and I put them on and I climbed up this old tree. First thing you know, I see the old possum's eyes shining right in front of it. Good evening, Mr. Possum. The old scoundrel didn't say nothing. I took my lantern to look him over, and doggone, it wasn't no possum at all. Great big old bird sitting up in that tree. I said, excuse me, Mr. Bob, there's been a mistake. I ain't lost no bars. He turned loose a wallop. If it ever hit me, he'd have killed me. He missed his footing, and down he went crashing through the branches of the trees. All them niggas down on the ground had lanterns, and I could just stand up on the old tree and see it come off. When he hit that ground in the middle of all them dogs and niggas and prayers I did, there was some scattering. Every little old dog says I done been swindled, turned tail and said good night, nurse. Pitty-pat, 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 and every little old dog had a nigger right behind him. Lord, Cap, you never seen niggas run so fast since he was born. One nigga says, why you gwine, Charlie? Says, ain't gwine nowhere. I'm coming away from someplace. Lord, I hit the ground running myself. Yet, oh, I made the rest of the niggas look like they were standing still. I got halfway home before I remembered I'd left my poor old father sitting in his chair back yonder by the tree. I said, doggone, I hate to leave you, Pa, but that old bar's gonna eat you up long for now. Good night, and away I sailed. Run! You don't know what run it is. I jumped over 4 rabbits going the same way I was. Lord, talk about Barney Oldfield. I made the last 3/4 of a mile in nothing flat. With my last perspiring breath, I got home, busted open the cabin door and jammed in. And the first thing I saw was my old man sitting in his chair alongside the fireplace. Lord, Pa, where did you come from? And my old man says, you hush your mouth, nigga. I come home ahead of the dog.